Yeah. This is PTZ, aka the Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Now, can you dig it?
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast on the illest website on the internet, period. This is the Frocast, episode 115. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Reisenberg, and I'm sitting there with my co-host for the evening, GQ Blue. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, GQ Blue, a.k.a. Ferragamo Guevara, a.k.a. Young Boys Kojo, a.k.a. the panky-reigned purveyor of peace.
Now, you know, with hearing our two names, and they didn't hear Germ, they don't hear Be Easy, they don't hear any other staff members, they think it's going to be one of them ones. We're not going to do it this time. It's not February. We all caused out right now. You know, people doing the most in the media. So we just going to chill. We're going to talk about some stuff that's happening. We don't even have a formal outline. We just got a bunch of topics. We're going to talk about it. This is going to be like an old throwback type of Frocast. When some niggas got a microphone and they just gonna talk about some shit that's happening. It may or may not be funny, but it won't be a Black Panther rant completely. The two of us together, it's bound to happen at some point. Sorry. It's not gonna be the whole show. So before we get into anything else that matters, we gotta talk about the NBA. Because the team that was supposed to lose to four different teams in the East and the team that was supposed to lose to one or two teams in the West are meeting again in the finals. The Heat versus the Spurs. The Spurs going for ring number 5 in the 2000s, and the Heat going for a three-peat. What did you think of the last series, the Spurs versus the Thunder and the Heat versus the Pacers?
I mean, shout out to the Spurs, man. Tim Duncan out there still getting about 18 points a game. He's like 39 years old, but you know, he got a new girlfriend, new haircut, so you know, new man. Spurs is a really great coach team, man. Pop has a deep bench. She can rotate them players in and out. Parker went down, and they still beat OKC in OKC when they were down 3-2 out of desperation. I mean, Spurs look good, man. The Spurs is proven. They test proven. I'm going to say I like the Spurs slightly. I know you expect me to say that, but I just think the Spurs got it, man. I think this team is better than the team from last year who were so close to winning it. They literally brought the trophy down to the floor. I like the Spurs in 7, maybe 6, depending on how healthy Tony Parker is.
Wait, 6 over this Heat team?
Yes.
The one that we're watching right now?
Yes.
Okay. The team that they could beat before?
That it took 7 games? Yeah, that team.
Okay. I'm just checking, just making sure. I mean, you know where my allegiances lie. However, if you had said this in game 1 or 2 of the West Coast Finals, Western Division Finals, I would have said you're completely correct. Those Spurs that beat the dog shit out of the Thunder in those first two games, the Heat couldn't beat them. They scored 65 points in the paint. The Heat couldn't beat them. But the Spurs that showed up for game 3 and 4, I don't know, bro. Even the Spurs that showed up for game 6, was it game 6? Even that Spurs team, I think the Heat got a shot. If we're talking about the Heat team that showed up in their game 6 or game 5, whatever the last game was, it was relevant for the Pacers.
The Heat cakewalked through the whole entire Eastern Conference. I really want to see what game 1 looks like. Because the Spurs have home court, right?
You know what? I'm not sure.
They have home court. They have a better record than the Heat. I know it.
I wouldn't doubt that because the Spurs were the number one seed over in the West, right?
No.
It's Heat at Spurs, so Spurs got they got home court.
Yeah, they were number one seed. My bad, they were in the West.
That's what I thought because the Thunder had it for a while and they slipped.
Thunder were 2 seed.
Yeah. So you think that this team is going to be – I don't know, man. I hear what you're saying about not being challenged. You can only play the people that you play. But the way
that's true.
The way that he came out that last game, shit. If you got Rashard Lewis giving you 18 points, they don't even count him. He's giving you 18 points. Bosh is getting a quick 8 or 9 shots right out the gate. I don't know how you stop that for when LeBron and Dwayne come through and do what they got to do in the third quarter. I don't know. But I do agree that this Spurs team is crazy. I feel like the Spurs are the NBA equivalent to the Patriots.
That's legit.
Like, no matter what you do, they find a way to get just the right player in just the right position at just the right time to still beat people's ass. So, I don't know. I'm amped. I'm ready to see it. You're predicting the Spurs in 6 or 7. I'm still predicting the Heat. This playoff is going to go 2-2-1-1-1, right?
Mm-hmm. No, 2-3-2.
They still doing that?
I'm pretty sure.
So it's 2-2-1-1-1 all the way up to the final?
Yeah.
Well, I got to say Heat in 5.
Okay, Heat in 5.
I think the Heat are going to win the first game, lose the second game, and then win at the crib. All 3 at the crib. Because the Spurs played like shit on the road, except for that last game.
I mean, well, you know, you had to readjust for that, you know, for, you know, getting Serge back. Which I'm always amazed by the fact that NBA is so dependent on matchups.
Yeah.
And a team that can blow you out by 39 points and then blow you out by 20 points can lose because you put one player back in the, you know, in the rotation. He's not even a star. He's a role player.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, but not only that, it was a different surge. Like, all of a sudden, he's averaging 17 points. Where the fuck did that come from?
Probably got some news from Kerry Hilson.
I don't know what the fuck happened. All of a sudden, he's a scorer. Like, he hit his first 6 or 7 shots out the gate. But yeah, I can't really defend outside of the big three saying that the Heat should win it. I don't think we have the inside presence, but we didn't have it for the other two titles either.
I'm definitely gonna say too, if for the Heat, that should bother you the fact that Chris Bosh is for some reason rather be play like a shooting guard and keep on going for these outside shots and play like a power forward slash center. Y'all gonna put a lot in the hands of Birdman and Udonis Haslam.
We did last year and we won. You know what I mean? It'd be different if we're talking about a formula that leads to a serious demise.
But I feel like Splitter is a much much better player inside. I'm talking about this team that just dominates the inside. Yeah, y'all got off last year, but y'all still went 7 though. Now the Spurs too can't account for Danny Green hitting all them goddamn threes like he did last year either. They put him up 3-2. So
definitely can't. Definitely,
it's gonna be interesting. I think LeBron's gonna have to carry a bigger load. I think, you know, Wade had a great series versus Indiana, but I don't think he's gonna have a great series. I really feel like if the Heat win, LeBron will cement himself by having to carry this team through. I really see the big three not being able to help him out a lot this series. So if he is able to put that team on his back and will them against this Spurs team, I don't think you can say anything about him anymore.
If we can make Duncan get the fuck out of the paint, you can leave Splitter in there. I think Splitter's big, but he doesn't have the footwork and he doesn't demand enough attention that you've got to alter a whole bunch of shots. Just attack that motherfucker. He'll fall out. He'll foul out. He's clumsy enough. If they drive to the cup. The only problem that I think we're going to have really is Parker is going to be an issue. Duncan's going to get you 20 and 10. There's nothing you can do about that. If Bosh can keep him busy enough to actually score and open up the lane a little bit more, I think we'll be straight.
Kawhi's going to give LeBron problems.
Wait a minute. Give LeBron problems or just be a scoring problem, period?
I would put Leonard on LeBron.
For what?
I think he's their best defensive option on the team.
As in, you think that he can slow down or stop LeBron?
I think he'll give him fits.
Who's giving him fits?
That dude has like an 8-foot wingspan, dog.
But who's giving LeBron fits?
I'm just saying. I like. I'm just saying. If we got to put somebody on, that's what I'm putting on LeBron. I'm putting Kawhi Leonard.
Was Kawhi Leonard there last year?
Yes.
How'd that work?
Again. But so we got our picks for this year. I want to ask you, just like, you know, every other sports show is talking about, the teams that didn't advance to the finals, who do you think is in worse shape, the Thunder or the Pacers?
I think it's got to be the Pacers.
Me too.
Like, you can't teach heart. And I think when they lost Granger, they lost a lot of heart. Your big center should not go from being one of the top five, somebody even said top three centers in the league, to being non-existent. You had four games or five games where you scored no points and had single-digit boards. You're 7 feet tall. That's unacceptable.
And the fact that Roy Hibbert is probably the worst rebounder I've ever seen, somebody that tall.
Absolutely has no timing on the ball. None of that shit is that. And look, I wish that we were recording the Frocast and talking about this shit for college ball. When I saw him play at Georgetown, I didn't think he was shit.
My problem with Roy Hibbert, excuse me.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to say his first name right.
My problem with Roy Hibbert is that when he goes up for a rebound, he doesn't go up to clinch the ball. He bats at the ball. So more times than not, it's going to just go out and hopefully somebody's on the wing to get the offensive rebound. But he just won't go up and grab the ball, which is frustrating to me.
He plays like a nigga playing street ball. The niggas play street ball. That's what they do. Kick it out all day. Jump up, kick it out, or try and crib, get the little ball back in. They do that shit. And he plays like that. The only problem is that he doesn't have anything else to offer.
He's got a little bit of a hook shot, but it's not nothing that I'll be worried about.
If you're consistent, I count it. But you can't miss. If we give LeBron, if we drag LeBron through the mud for the first seven seasons of his career for not being able to finish in the finals, Roy Hibbert should be getting that ass right now. Because he's the big monster. Yeah, definitely pause. He's the big monster, and you zeros for multiple games in the finals, bruh. LeBron scored, 7 points that game? They like to, at that point, they were like, never compare him to Jordan again, ever. Jordan ain't never did that. All right, we get it. But Hibbert, y'all still calling him one of the best in the East? Nah, bruh. Zeros in the playoffs. So, I definitely think it's the Pacers, man.
I mean, for the fact that they only have one pick this year in the draft, they don't have no money. You don't really have that. You don't really have a great scoring option consistently.
I think they need heart. I think they got all the talent as a team to make it.
I want to know what the hell Andrew Bynum did when he was there. For that team to cripple so much. Did he sleep with all their moms or something like that?
Are we even sure that he showed up at the locker room at any point? I don't know that he made it to the arena.
I mean, Jesus Christ, Delonte West left with LeBron's mom. He has two rings. Come on now.
I don't think that we can blame this one on Bynum. For once, Bynum is blameless. I think he just got signed. He probably never left his house. They probably said, hey, we'll take you. Sign this paperwork. Get a check. Don't go to the Heat. Can you do that? Sure. I'm not doing shit else.
And that's the bad thing. The only reason you signed him was to keep him away from the Heat. And look how that worked.
Yeah, you probably been smarter letting him go to the Heat and try and figure that shit out. It probably would have destroyed our team.
And you need a point guard bad. I will not let a second go by without bashing George Hill. That dude is horrible.
He scored 41 points, man.
I'm talking about George Hill.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. The one that's so irrelevant that we don't even consider him.
The one that every time he tried to go for a fast break layup had to look behind his back because LeBron about to take his lunch. That nigga.
Damn. I mean, you mad like this your team.
You know what? I'm going to say something, but I don't want to take the slander for it.
Go ahead.
I was a big Reggie Miller fan. I used to be a huge Reggie Miller fan. So I watched the Pacers. I wouldn't claim them as my team because as a lot of you people can't have that many teams. And plus, in football, I'm good because my teams are the Packers and the Bengals. But seeing as the Pacers and the Cavs are in the same division, it don't work. So I never really said the Pacers were my team, but I followed the Pacers as long as Reggie Miller was there. So I always checked out the Pacers. So when they started getting good again, I was like, oh man, I want to kind of root, but you know, I don't want to be no bandwagon fan. So that's where that comes from.
Hey man, Reggie made a lot of people hate or love the team. There's no way around that one. What did you think about the comparisons? I know you've seen the comparisons talking about, and especially the one that famously made it to ESPN this time. Mm-hmm. They asked Grant if LeBron's Heat team could challenge any of the Bulls dynasty teams, the 2-3-peat teams. And of course he said they have no shot. What do you think about him saying that? Like, if the Heat win this 3-peat, it'll be them, the Bulls, and the Lakers. The last three teams are doing the last 20 years.
So we're talking about that Bulls team. So what's that? That's Pippen, Kukoc, Jordan, Kerr,
Grant. I mean, it's two different teams, so the majority of the teams were the same, but yeah, those would be the nucleus parts.
So you tell me that squad versus Wade, Pippen, Birdman, Norris Cole, and Bosh.
Yeah.
Is Norris Cole that starting point guard?
Depends on the day, man.
I feel like he comes off the bench a lot. I feel like y'all do that rotation.
Yeah, too. I think Chalmers starts the majority of the games, but sometimes Cole is the man.
Because y'all want that burst of speed coming off the bench, yeah.
I think Rodman was on the second group of teams.
Yeah, how I forget Rodman. So you had Kukoc, Rodman. So you had Kukoc at center. You had Rodman at power forward, small forward. You had Jordan. You had Scotty.
Then in the other team, you had Longley or whoever the fuck. You had Grant. You had Kerr or Paxson. You've got legit 8 or 9 players that are in the top 50 list playing for those two teams.
I mean, just roster-wise, I like those Bulls teams better.
Right. And I think that's kind of where the argument goes away. I've never been on any forecast saying that the Heat teams were better than other teams. I think the big three make a lot of these niggas negligible. So they kind of overcome how whack some of these other cats are. Mm-hmm. And it minimizes what you need from those other players. I think that if you put D-Wade, Bosh, and Jordan, since we got to do prime versus prime, that's the only way you can define this shit, right? Mm-hmm. Against Jordan, Pippen, and pick one in their prime. Any of those other eight guys that you want to put in there. I think that James, Wade, and Bosh will beat them. But the rest of the team will easily be destroyed by the Bulls bench players. Easily.
So wait a minute. You saying LeBron and Wade would beat Jordan and Scotty?
Oh yeah. Which one of them, if you put Jordan on Wade, LeBron will destroy Pippen. Obviously, the other way around, you got to put James on Jordan. I think you could put Wade on Jordan just to slow him down, but it's not going to stop him like Jordan would. I mean, like James would. Pippen, I think, is self-check.
Really?
I think Pippen is really good, but against a really good defender, I'm not concerned with him.
I mean, that's like apples and I mean, it's too hard. I mean, to me, just team wise, not 2-on-2. If you took one of those, if you took that 72-10 team versus any of these 3-peat teams, I feel like it would look like last year but 2 years ago when the Heat played the Thunder. That's how I feel like that's it.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. I can't argue with that.
Yeah,
the Heat team is trash.
So, that's how I feel like it would play out.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. The Heat team is trash. And I completely forgot. James, Wade, and Bosh. I think Bosh would give Pippen a difficult time. Not difficult. He'd slow him down enough.
Yeah.
Pippen's job is a slasher.
Mm-hmm.
Pippen can shoot, but he's a slasher. If Jordan is bottled up, where the fuck is Pippen going? I'm just saying. I'm no basketball expert. This is all right, so you can say fuck what you're talking about. I know how you Jordan people are. I understand. I'm not trying to diminish Jordan's skills at all. But I'm also telling you that Jordan wasn't defended by somebody who's 6'8", got him by about 100 pounds and was just as fast as he was. It didn't happen. There was nobody in the league playing like that. So you got the defense of pick somebody, a top defender, at Jordan's skill level. I'm just saying, that's going to neutralize a lot of shit, because Pippen won how many rings without Jordan? That's all. But I think it's always funny when they ask somebody from the team if they think somebody from a different era could beat their team. Like, why the fuck are we asking Grant about... You notice they asked Grant about Jordan and James. They didn't ask Grant about Bosh. They didn't ask him about Birdman. They asked about somebody else. Then, nigga, let's let you talk about some other people, because we really don't give a fuck what you're doing. And that's messed up, man. Last basketball, at least the playoff talk. What did you think about Lance Stephenson smacking LeBron in the face and blowing in his ear? All the pauses for that shit.
Have you seen that meme of
I've seen all of them. I've seen all of them, so it's all good. Go ahead.
The one where it's the picture of him blowing in LeBron's ear, and the next picture is Chris Bosh, and he's like, hey man, I'm just playing. He's like, whatever, Big Daddy. Oh, that shit was hilarious.
They got the one with him blowing, I think it's up Nicki Minaj's dress or butt or some shit like that.
There's the one of him blowing over Kevin Durant when he slipped in Game 6. Yeah. The one blowing on the hot cup of noodles.
Somebody's birthday cake, he blew out the candles.
Hey, man, outside of that smack, I thought that shit was great. I thought it was hilarious. Now, that smack, I'm surprised. You know, LeBron was in Jay-Z territory. You know, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. If you shoot me, you famous. So he couldn't really do too much.
No, he
That was for Be Easy. Shout out to Be Easy. Trying to get that check.
Trying to get that check, man. I feel like at some point, though, you got to send one of them filthy niggas on the bench to knock him the fuck out.
Like, what was that? When Derek Fisher elbowed the shit out of Lewis Scola when he was with the Rockets?
Yeah.
And busted him wide open?
You got to get somebody. I mean, the Heat. Look, Spo is not a great coach. Every game, you're going to get maybe 6 players playing. I don't know how he does it. He gets 6 or 7 out of a 15-man roster. There's at least 2 or 3 niggas on that team that we can go to the rest of the finals without playing.
I mean, I don't know why y'all just don't make Greg Oden just go out there and just beat the shit out of niggas.
He will implode. That is glass, man. Are you serious? He will die.
Like, you think if somebody tried to, like, charge him and draw the foul, he might just, like, explode?
This nigga will split into a million pieces, like on Terminator, when the dude exploded and all the metal had to come back together. We cannot allow that to happen.
Oh, man. You couldn't even be sad. You'd be too shocked to be sad.
I'd be sad that it's another time he didn't finish the season. I just want him to finish the season. I don't even care if he doesn't play. I just need you to make it through one season in the pros, man. Shit. That dude's had a rough career, dog. And the thing that kind of aggravates me that he's gonna, if the Heat ended up pulling this off, he'll get to be part of that team. He'll get to be a winner. He's played probably a total of 30 minutes. But I guess, you know, that's the league. I can't hate on the man. Don't hate the player, hate the game, right?
Exactly.
Some other NBA news. Your boy Sterling got to sell the Clippers. He agreed to sell the Clippers for $2
billion. $2
billion. We forced him to sell. Popular opinion. Forced him to sell the team. He didn't have to get voted out. $2 billion. Did he lose anything in this deal?
Not only did he not lose anything, he's also trying to sue the league for $1 billion.
Well, how is that going to work?
He's trying to say he was unfairly ousted.
But didn't he give up the rights to that lawsuit and get determined medically unstable?
Nah, Shelly Sterling had him declared medically unstable to proceed over the selling of it. So he can go back and still try to sue them.
I thought part of the agreement with the sale was that if there was a lawsuit, she would have to deal with that, not the NBA.
I don't know, but he's taking them to court. He won $1 billion. So he might find a way to get $1 billion. He ain't gonna get $1 billion, but he'll probably settle down. Maybe, I don't know. It's gonna be interesting.
$2 billion off his little investment.
You know, $18 million went to $2 billion. And it's the Clippers, dog.
Yeah, I don't. Did I miss something? Because how many championships do the Clippers have?
They only have like 2 division titles.
How many buildings do they own?
None.
What the fuck happened then?
And to be honest, I'm always surprised. I mean, I know nobody just pulls out $2 billion, but the fact that somebody could just say, hey, I'm going to buy a team for $2 billion, that's crazy.
Well, the fact that he can buy the team for $2 billion and still have like $26 billion in his pocket.
Exactly.
That's a big-ass pocket. But, and it's a cash deal. I just want to be around when the cash exchanges hands.
Like, how do you even move that much money around?
I got to assume that when they say cash deal, they're going to take a check and float around.
Even still, like, how do you move $2 billion from one bank account to the next bank account, man? Like, is Chase holding $2 billion?
Somebody got it. He got 28.
It's Fifth Third holding. I ain't never seen a Fifth Third that big, man. I don't know.
Maybe he put him on layaway. Maybe he putting down $100 million now and he going to pay $2 million a month or something like that. Maybe that's what it is. Putting layaway on the team. I don't know, but that's a lot of damn
money. Can you Western Union $2 billion?
You probably could. Just don't do it through Walmart. That might not work. I've seen the people at Walmart taking your Western Union shit and they not thorough at all.
Hey, I bet somebody got at least about $250,000 on a Snap card. Trying to hide it.
I know that shit better not be in your PayPal. The PayPal fee is a bitch. What would be the Western Union amount? We would have. I'm sure we can look that up. The Western Union wire fee for $2 billion.
Shit, you at least probably pay $5 million.
Fuck that. Let me be, and I wonder, do the tellers get commission on that shit?
Ooh. Could you imagine going in there the day that somebody gave you the $2 billion transaction?
You know, Liz Starkeisha would be all wrong with it. excuse me. It is a lot of zeros on her. This is not the amount we could take. No, that's $2 billion. Who? Look, we could do 100. We could do 1,000.
She might be like, hey, stop playing. Ain't no $2 billion. Think I'm stupid, motherfucker?
What's after billion? What's before billion? They'd be like, man, whatever. I'm gonna go ahead and do it. She might say like old girl off of Coming to America. You sure you want to send this? What's wrong with it? Read it to me. King Joffy Joffa. Yeah, that might not work, man. Your loyal servant, Semi. I don't know, man. But
man, do these kids even know what Coming to America is anymore, dog?
If they don't, then you can stop listening to this show right now and go watch that goddamn movie. It's my favorite movie ever.
Ooh, ever.
Ever.
I mean, it's not a bad choice. I can still quote that movie, almost.
Almost? Front to back, dog. It's terrible. Don't watch Coming to America with me ever. I will not let you enjoy it.
I'm trying to think. I can still quote All of Friday. I can still quote all of Don't Be a Mr. South about drinking juice in the hood. It's a classic. These kids don't know that shit, though.
Is Friday the first movie that had no script?
I'm sure they probably had
like one page of notes. And then the niggas just winged it the whole movie.
Chris Tucker was still funny.
Oh, that's cold-blooded, man. Let's move on, man. We getting sidetracked. The other thing I want to talk about in this basketball thing, we were supposed to talk about Mark Cuban, but I'm sure we'll get into that a little bit later. I saw this article the other day. I thought this was pretty fucking interesting. The WNBA. So apparently, the average salary of a WNBA player is estimated to be around $72,000. First of all, I want to say that that's good. The reason that I'm saying that's good is because I remember seeing the same kind of survey done maybe 5 or 6 years prior, and it was like $35,000.
I mean, that's true.
And I remember because I was like, nigga, I work in a call center and I make more than that. So, they'd have come up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That might be because there's top players that are making more money instead of everybody else getting more money. You know how that works. But it says the average total league wide average is $10,368,000. The report goes on to say that there's 52 players in the NBA that make more than the entire WNBA. So what I wanted to bring to the show today is instead of guessing the top 10 to 15, because we could do that probably on accident. That's easy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got cats like LeBron making $19 million. So that's easy. But the names that are on the bottom 10 of this list will leave us scratching our heads. So I want to go through this list. I don't know the best way to frame it up, so I'm just going to name the people on this list and give you the dollar amount. Chris Humphries for the Celtics, $12 million. David West for the Pacers, $12 million.
Well, you know, Chris Humphries will probably give most of that to Kim.
Oh, that's cold-blooded. That's cold-blooded, man. And you know what? Probably a good – well, this is just his NBA salary, too. I was going to say a good amount of that is the whole show and all that fiasco. But, no, this is his NBA money. That's crazy. Ray John Rondo, $11,954,000.
What up, Rondo?
Tyreke Evans for the Pelicans. He's fallen so fucking far. $11,796,000. Is this Joakim or Joakim? I hear him say it both when they announce him.
I always hear Joakim.
Too, but they say both. I don't know what the hell it is. Either way, he's at $11,100,000.
$100,000.
Yeah,
fuck him.
Wow. Feel some kind of way?
Ever since he made that Cleveland comment, I was talking about fuck Joakim Noah.
Was he wrong, though? You left.
Moving on. I had no choice in that, man.
You ain't went back.
I visit, nigga. Shit. My hood pass still good.
Richard Jefferson. I didn't know he was still in the league. $11 million. That's got to still be some of his old contract. He can't still be worth $11 million. DeAndre Jordan, $10,900,000. It's almost as close to $10,000,000. But, yeah. Where did DeAndre Jordan come from? I don't know. I don't know offhand. But he kind of showed up on the scene and is the man. I'm sure that
I sent a text to our intern in the office, so he's pulling it up.
Right, I'm sure that the people that pay attention to basketball are listening to this like Jesus Christ. Get to the next segment. These niggas don't know shit. Nicholas
Batum, football people. I'm sorry.
We really are. Nicholas Batum, $10 million. $10,900,000. Ty Lawson, nigga, $10,786,000.
Oh, Texas A&M.
I should know him. I'm in Texas. That's what, 2 seasons ago? 3 seasons ago?
Picked up 2008, second round.
Really? So he literally just became a star.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's why we see him all the time now. He's with the Clippers, so there you go. Andre Bargnani. Am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm.
It works for me. I give no fucks. He plays for the Knicks. We'll never have to hear his name. $10,750,000. And the last person on this list.
Now this last person, I'm surprised, makes this much damn money.
Last person on this list, JaVale McGee. $10,750,000.
AKA JaVale, my mama thinks I'm good, McGee.
The same cat that had a horrible career with the Wizards.
The same cat that scored his own goal with the Wizards.
Oh, my God. This dude was so bad, the Wizards damn near fell apart. They got rid of him and they made the playoffs. That's all I'm saying. JaVale McGee makes $10 million. He makes more than the entire WNBA.
That's got to be sad.
I think I could take Skylar Diggins and any NBA cats and put together a better team than JaVale McGee and any NBA cats.
You probably could.
Put it on the same team. If you take JaVale McGee on that Wizards team and replace him with Skylar Diggins, I think they're a better team. Is that slander? Am I being an asshole?
I think you're being a feminist.
Ah, well then I win. And I think that the posters will immediately look better with Skylar Diggins on. Now I'm being an asshole.
You are. So a few things. One, how many teams are in WNBA right now?
Who cares? No one shows up. It's sad. No one, and I'm not saying who cares. Like, I don't give a shit. I'm saying who cares. Like, no one shows up. You people failed the WNBA. Not me. Don't blame me.
So a few things. One, I saw my homeboy was at a date with his chick, and she took him to a WNBA game.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, nigga, you being real disrespectful texting me during this game.
Right. He ain't even trying to pretend like he cares.
But then I saw like the Instagram pictures, and it wasn't nobody in that goddamn
ring. It's sad, because even TK had to crack a joke about it. He's like, he said, because somebody got checked hard as shit the other day. And he was like, she could have said something, and everybody could have heard it. And I was like, damn. But it's not, he's not lying. I don't, and look, I tried to watch one of the WNBA games the other day. And the game was so sloppy. And that's not, you know, an indictment on the entire league. But if you're a pro sport, I expect you to be executing shit.
Question.
Yeah.
Who has a larger live audience? TNA or the WNBA?
Oof. Depends on the teams, bro. Depends on the teams. I mean, the WNBA, you know, our intern is searching shit out. They have 12 teams.
Mm-hmm.
So some of these teams are probably going to have more fans than others, obviously. If you're including the LA team in there, then I got to go with them over TNA.
I mean, that's true. I mean, I'm pretty sure some high school sports have more fans than TNA. The last time I watched TNA, I'm pretty sure there's only maybe 75 people in that whole arena.
It was TNA I was watching. It might have been Ring of Honor, but I feel like it was a TNA. The match was so bad that the guy in the ring was telling jokes and the crowd heard them and laughed.
Wow.
So I'm not saying he was yelling. I'm saying he was talking and the people heard him and laughed. It was really bad. It was really bad. But yeah, so if you got teams like the Stars, the Chicago Sky, maybe Miami, maybe the Cleveland Rockets?
The Atlanta Dreams? Cleveland Rock. Actually, I've been to a Cleveland Rockets game
before they folded. Okay, so they would probably, well, yeah. So they're gone. The Miami Soul is gone. Look at these teams that are gone. The Chicago Sting, the Miami Soul, the Portland Fire, the Cleveland Rockets, the Orlando Miracle, the Houston Comets. How the fuck did the Houston Comets go defunct?
Don't they have like all 12 of their titles?
They won like 4 or 5 in a row. Hold on, man. Our intern needs to get us some more details on that part of it. I think it's pretty sad that franchise folded and we didn't know shit about it. I think we're losers.
So a few things that I think would help. I understand that, you know, the WNBA is not a cash cow, but the fact that their jerseys have all kinds of advertisers on them makes the teams look whack.
Agreed. And there was talk. I don't know if they're still going to do it. There was talk of doing that for the NBA.
I mean, they've been talking about it for years, but they'll never need that much revenue. Yeah. I would much rather see you post all that shit on the floor, on the arena.
Agreed. But then what's the solution? Like, do you do this like the high school teams where the boys team plays and then the girls team plays?
I think there needs to be some cross promotion because all these teams are in cities where you have an NBA franchise.
Well, that's what they tried at first, and that's why it didn't work. Like, they went away from that. So all these teams were in franchise teams. They were like the little teams for those guys. And it didn't work, which is why they kind of split off and did their own thing now.
Also, something I've also been saying that needs to happen, you can't put the games on Lifetime. I can't take your league seriously when I watch them Lifetime. When you watch the championship game and all of a sudden it's the Allie McBeal primetime special.
But again, this is another cause and effect kind of thing. It was on ESPN. No one watched it, so they shipped it to Lifetime. So, like, you had it. You know what I mean? I feel like it's, we've done all we can do. You niggas need to watch.
I mean, that's true.
Also, you niggas, including me, I've tried to watch and I just haven't.
I've tried. It's, I mean, I'm sorry.
There's certain games I watch, you know, if Maya's playing or some shit like that, or Diggins is playing, I watch. But outside of that, I don't. There's not enough. I can only watch so many fucking jumpers and layups.
Did you see when they tried to do the slam dunk contest?
No, I missed that. I would have watched that.
No, you wouldn't. It was bad, dog.
Come on, man.
Don't do like that. It wasn't even like, I don't even know if it was official, because they just had a bunch of, well, that's gonna sound real bad. There was a bunch of basketballs littered around the floor, and it was just them randomly trying to dunk the ball. There was no like ref. Like, I think the show was going off while they were trying to do it. Like, it was cut to commercials and shit. It was just like, who's gonna be able to do it? Who's gonna be able to dunk?
Oh, so it wasn't a dunk contest for the dopest dunk. It was a dunk contest for whoever can dunk.
Basically.
So they really opened up a gym and just threw the balls out there and said, go for it.
Yeah.
See, you can't half-ass it. Like, if you're gonna do it, do it. Like, they should have found out, they should have went through the league, all 12 teams, and found out what players can legit dunk at what height and make it a dunk contest.
But you know what the crazy thing is that I don't get? Even, like, the biggest college teams, they still don't draw. Like, even Baylor is still empty as shit. Connecticut, UConn is still empty as shit at their games. Like, if the, like Tennessee, like, them women's college basketball dynasties, if people are not going to go to them, what's the hope for anybody else?
Well, if you're on a campus where you're doing good, but you're still not the best team, except for UConn. I don't remember UConn having a lot of empty seats.
I mean, it's better than others, but, I mean, it's still, you know. I also think it should be mandatory that they black out all seats and make everybody sit in the front.
Like wrestling?
Mm-hmm.
To do what? Just make it look like it's more full?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think that this entire country, we're all assholes and we're not giving women a shot. We all need to do better. So I'm going to go out today and I'm going to buy a WNBA jersey for GQ. And that's going to be my part.
Really?
That's my contribution.
Make Dub wear it.
Oh, shout out to Dub, man. Shout out to Dub. Let's get out this basketball because we don't know shit about that. We don't know nothing about that shit. What we do know about is beef. We know about hip hop beef. We know about all this stuff. We talked about T.I. with his beef with Money last week. I just found out that apparently Jeezy had beef with the Hell's Angels bikers.
Jesus, like, Christ.
Yeah, so apparently Jeezy, not only does Jeezy rap to somebody. I'm not a Jeezy fan. I'm not a Jeezy fan, so I can't say too much about that.
R.I.P. just killing the club.
Stop it. He apparently has clothing.
Oh, yeah.
Death. It's their Death, the Death Head logo. Apparently, that logo is copied or close enough copied from the Hells Angels that they decided to go to court over that shit.
So that's the name of his label? I thought the name of the clothing was like 8732 some shit.
Yeah, it's 8732 Apparel, but the logo that he got from the Hells Angels. Oh, it's a Death Head logo. It's the same logo, or at least it's close enough that they said you copied our shit. Which, if you look like it, it really looks like the Detroit Red Wings logo. But, you know, I guess everybody needs to get a piece. I'll go sue on behalf of the Red Wings. But anyway, so this is apparently the lawsuit. What they ended up settling for is that he will go ahead and take all those off of his clothing. So the label's gone. The reason that I'm mentioning this is because, of course, there was also some money that was exchanged hands. Mm-hmm. But why didn't Jeezy just whoop their ass? Ain't Jeezy tough?
I mean, supposedly he be, you know, having gunfights every other song.
So why didn't he just whoop the gang's ass? Can't he do that?
I mean, I guess Corporate Thugs Entertainment ain't that deep.
So
I don't want no problems, by the way. Yeah. Blood Raw and
whatever. We don't want no problems. We just some punk ass niggas. We can't get jiggy with that shit. Yeah, it's nothing we can do with it at all. Jeezy, hey, you ain't even got to pay us, bro. We don't want no trouble. But this made me think about, with Jeezy having that beef, T.I. having that beef, who do you think in music got them hands? Like, who do you think could whoop ass, and who do you think you could just take? don't include R&B. I feel like that's not fair.
Nigga, I'm about to beat all of B2K's little asses.
See what I'm saying? That's not right. That's not right. So it's got to be one of the niggas that act extra tough. It got to be a rapper.
I feel like, it's funny because, you know, all these new cats, they don't want to fight no more. They just want to talk about it and, you know, get some hot chamomile tea and shit. So I'm gonna go with a legend who's no longer with us, Pimp C. I feel like Pimp C will whoop your ass.
Oh, okay, good. Okay. That works. I thought you were gonna say you could whoop Pimp C's ass.
Hell no, nah, shit. I don't want with Pimp or Bun.
No. Agreed. Uh-uh. Agreed. Who do you think you could take?
Drake. Half of Young Money.
But that would be child abuse.
Let's see. Wayne catching the fade, Tiger catching the fade, Lil Twist.
That's child abuse. Ain't Lil Twist like 13?
That's the age of accountability, nigga. If he was Jewish, he'd be a man.
But he ain't Jewish.
How you know? Oh, because he black. It's all right. He can't be a Jew because he black. That's racist.
I've never seen a Jew with a mohawk. I'm just gonna go on a limb and say I've never seen it.
Oh man, what about you, Sarai? Who you trying to jump in these streets?
Man, look here. I know I can't deal with Q. I feel like Q could throw them hands. Quiet as kept, man. Nick Cannon was taking boxes. I think Nick Cannon could fight. But I also would try Nick Cannon. Like, I think he could probably whoop me, but I still think I got a shot. I'm gonna try it.
Okay, so I got one for you, Saul, right? I know you one of them crate diggers.
Okay.
If you broke, you know, Miss Wright, you know, she out there stressing, she needs some money. Snappy Afro stuff, checks ain't coming, like they ever did.
Right.
And you see Rakim. And you know,
trying to take the fade.
Would you box one of your icons, your favorite artists?
The nigga's like 45, 48, 50.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He probably vulnerable.
I got to try and beat up Rakim, dog.
You ain't going to be like, oh, man. You'll be sorry about it. Like, hey, bro, it's nothing personal.
Nigga, that's the best day ever. You think Allen Iverson was looking at Jordan like, I can't cross him over? He said, nah, I got to break this motherfucker's ankles off. And he did. Allen Iverson, I would do that for you. I would do that for Allen Iverson, bro. Rakim would catch the fade right now. Right now. $10,000.
Damn.
On top of $1 million. So, on top of $2 million. Then I would do it.
So I'm going to tell you a story to be all the way funky. Before GQ Blue was the upstanding future congressman that he is, you know, me and my boy, we would talk, you know. And, you know, especially around U of L's campus. U of L is super easy to get on campus. Anybody could be on campus. And you would see anybody on campus because it's not that gated. It's in the middle of downtown. And, you know, we would get little celebrities every once in a while to come through. And it was two times. It was like, hey, man, if they ain't got no bodyguards, we might need to go up there and just check them and see what's up. You know, everybody got guns and shit. But, you know, some people, like real talk, I love T.I. T.I. one of my favorite rappers of all time. If I saw T.I. by himself, I'm stepping to T.I.
What makes you think you want to step to T.I., dog? Because he's small?
Nigga. I got 5 inches and 80 pounds on him. Pause.
T.I. seemed really like a street nigga. You know, some of the little street wiry motherfuckers is the hard ones to beat down. Worldstar taught us that.
I'm just saying, it was certain cats. We were just like, hey, man, if we catch them slipping, it might be worth it just to try, see what happens. Now, we never did that, although we did think about trying to jump Trey Songz because he came to U of L, was hooping with the girls' basketball team at, like, midnight.
Oh, he was fucking the girls' basketball team at 12:01.
Basically.
That's how that went. Goddamn, man. You can't – look, I'm just gonna go out on a limb and say, if you see T.I., don't try him. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that.
Only for the fact that he probably would have a gun.
I don't think that T.I. has a gun of anything at this point.
Would you be shocked? Would you really be like, oh my God, T.I. has a gun?
Absolutely. I don't think he's that stupid anymore. I think if he had a gun, he would have shot Floyd.
That's, you know what, Touche, good points, all right.
I think he would have shot Floyd. Now, he might have threw the gun at one of his homeboys, but Floyd would have at least got a shot in the ankle and the knee or something, because that's a second offense. If you feel like this dude is messing with your girl, this is a second offense. This is the second time you asking him to step outside. We done talking. But especially because you were insecure enough to bring it to him. But we talked about that last week. Now, all that said about Rakim, I just want to say, because Rakim seemed like one of them cats that's in the streets that'll listen to the broadcast, because I know he listens.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll call me and be like, let's get in the ring. I'm not going to take the fight.
Well, he might call you like, peace, God. I mean, what's the beef?
And then I have to immediately start recording. At that point, I would have to go into complete troll mode and talk real tough and tell him that, you know what I'm saying, my name is King Jarman. I'm ready to whip your ass because you ain't been relevant in ever. And the only thing that you had hot was your first album.
And New York ain't shit.
Your rhymes ain't shit.
Fuck your boroughs and all that shit. And your subways.
And my name is King Jarman. That's how I would do it. I try to get that money up. I give him my address down there in Perna, where I live. And, that's how I would go. But, you know, I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? I can't fight Rakim. He probably whooped my ass. I don't think I can fight.
So, all right, you in the gym, man. You out there, you know, bench pressing 350 and all that shit.
Stop the lies. My wrists, my forearms right now are jacked up from spotting people at the gym all week. One of the cats at the gym the other day was bench pressing 405 or trying to bench press 405, and I was spotting him. Another cat came today. He's trying to bench 3-something, spotting him. And when you at the gym, some of these people don't need spotters. You need legit fucking workout partners. If I'm spotting you on every exercise you're doing, you need a workout partner. You don't need help spotting. You need a nigga to go through the reps with you. So, there's a lot of niggas in the gym that lift weight that can't move shit.
So what you tell me, Saul Rise, if one of these young punks come up to you talking that shit, you ain't got a 2-piece phone?
They will lay me the fuck out. Saul Rise is, look, I'm yellow.
Your yellow is showing, Saul Rise.
My yellow is showing. You gotta talk to me with kid gloves. I don't know shit. I'm always the one niggas got a problem with. If these kids come up, they can beat me down.
So basically, you gonna be on World Star and Vine.
Absolutely. And when they beat me down and take my wallet, they're gonna pull out an ID that says that my name is B-Eazy. Since nobody seen B-Eazy, we really don't know what the fuck he looks like.
Speaking of, how you gonna make that shirt? We don't know what L-B-Eazy look like.
Oh, I really plan on putting a mask on him. He would absolutely have a mask on. I don't want to see B-Eazy if he don't have a mask on. At this point, he's required to have a mask on. I don't want to see B-Eazy ever in life. He needs a mask on, or at least one of the plastic masks like you wear in the NBA when your nose get broke.
You notice though that B-Eazy ain't been posting shit or nothing like that, and King Jerm is gone on honeymoon at the same exact time.
Hey man, shout out to Jerm. Be safe out there in the waters, man. I know by the time you hear this, you'll be back on land and probably kissing the ground and eating hot fries and wings and having all that shit to let you know you're back home. But I did notice that. B-Eazy and Jerm are the same dude until I proven otherwise.
Exactly.
Because I always noticed that Jerm always, you know what's going on with Easy. Easy always know what's going on with Jerm, but we don't know what's going on with each other.
Exactly.
I have no idea what the fuck's going on with shit, but you know. But yeah, I definitely would catch the fade, dog. I'd be on World Star. I can't fight. I don't think I've had a legit fight since maybe I had attempted fights in high school, but nobody wanted to fight because I went to a little punk ass school. Mm. So I think I told this story before. I had a dude challenge me. He was half crazy, and at the time I was taking kung fu, so I really wanted to give him one. Like I was feeling myself. And so he pushed me too far today in football practice. And I was like, yo, let's fucking go. And you know, when you young, you give me the first, you throw the first blow. I'm feeling like Bruce Lee. Throw the first punch, nigga. He would throw the first punch. Man, I acted out. I laid on the ground. I said, you can get the first stomp in.
Wow.
First stomp. He still ain't do it. So I stood up and I cursed him out of something and he tried to step forward. Now I'm wearing football cleats. I don't have my shoulder pads on, but I got on, you know, the fucking football pants with the pads and everything. Mm-hmm. I got on my football cleats and he took a couple steps forward and I did. Now look, this is one of them stories that's going to sound like bullshit, but I got people that can vouch for what I'm about to say. In cleats, I did a roundhouse kick. I don't know how I didn't break my ankle. I don't know how the fuck that happened. I've got people that can vouch for me. It wasn't a connecting roundhouse kick. It was just
I wasn't going to connect.
Nah. It was just to let them know I could get my leg up that high. It's really what it was. At the time, I was probably about 5'3", 5'4". This dude was about 5'8", 5'9". He was a big, weird-looking white boy. But yeah, I did a roundhouse kick. Close enough to his face that he calmed
the fuck down. You can't be taking face to white dudes, though. I'm just saying.
Oh, this nigga's crazy. Like, I think he's locked up now. He was certifiable then, but we're Lutheran school. We can't do anything about that. That nigga was crazy. So I probably, because I didn't connect, I probably saved my own life that day. But that's the last time I've even had close to a fight. So yeah, I probably catch the fade. You could probably whoop my ass if you felt like it, GQ.
I mean, I am from, you know, the home of Ali, you know what I'm saying? You know, I feel more comfortable about myself 5 years ago than I do now. Because I haven't had to fight. I mean, rusty as shit.
Maybe that's why people are fighting more often on WorldStar, just to keep their skills up. Because people get knocked the fuck out on WorldStar. Maybe that's what we need to do is do a one-punch crew. Go out in the streets, just make sure we still got it.
Punch cam, real quick.
Punch cam, but I'm definitely picking old ladies and kids first. You got to warm up. You got to pick the warm up weight.
I don't remember the last time somebody got in my face about a fight.
Is it because we too old? I mean, I know you still team young nigga. Is it because we're too old for that shit, or are we just moving in certain different circles where you don't have to encounter those kind of people?
I mean, even when I'm around them, I'm just not that dude that's always trying to, you know, start shit. I mean, I'm just cool, laid back. I mean, I've been in this environment, some, you know, like some ratchet ass environments. It ain't like I'm in, you know, the suburbs and, you know, in the mansions now, eating, you know, that deluxe apartment in the sky. But, you know, I'm just not that cat that's trying to start shit. And I've learned, you know, if you don't look afraid and you ain't trying to start shit, for the most part, people leave you alone. It's either niggas who are trying to start shit and are super loud, or niggas that just look real uncomfortable. They're always catching, you know, drama.
I think that's the benefit of being fat. Most people don't bother trying because they think they can beat me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And people just think you're friendly. So I don't normally have beef. I don't normally have people looking at me all funny and shit. People mostly look at me because they think I look like somebody they know. But I don't usually have unspoken beef. You know how some people be like, yeah, this motherfucker was just looking at me crazy. So I asked him, what's up? We got into it. How the fuck did that happen? Why was y'all that mad?
I mean, but it's all right. You black with a beard and fat. Shouldn't that, you know, be like bodyguard territory? People are kind of like afraid of you?
Maybe that's why they don't fuck with me. I don't know. I just know I don't have many situations.
You got like that big ass arm tat now and you locking up again shit?
Hey, I don't know. Whatever works, I need to keep doing it because these cops ain't loyal either. I don't want no trouble, man. Hey, man, velvet teddy bear for life. I don't want no trouble.
Nigga, I got pulled over in a Shaw cardigan and it was sold. I smelled like weed and I probably got guns on me. So,
wait, guns and weed in a cardigan?
Yes, I was just shocked as you are, man.
That nigga was practicing. It was his first day on the force. He just needed some shit to do. I don't know any niggas that shoot people. See, T.I. got profiled like you was T.I. T.I. would wear a cardigan and have a gun at the same time. That's definitely not killer apparel, though. Just what I'm saying. I want to talk about some other shit that happened recently. Speaking of these hoes ain't loyal. Rihanna wins an award at the CFDA, whatever the hell that means, fashion awards. She's a fashion icon. So Rihanna's dress was basically a bunch of goddamn jewels. like mm-hmm. from head to toe. It was, you know, kind of Josephine Baker-ish kind of thing, low-cut dress. None of that matters because she didn't have on a bra. So the nips was out. She had on a nude-colored thong. So you really couldn't see nothing there, but it looked like you were supposed to be able to see something. And the internet went crazy. I've heard everything from this is excellent, beautiful, this is why she won the award, to that hoe ain't got no class, she just trying to show her ass. I want to know what you thought of the dress and what you think of the reaction.
You go first, all right.
Rihanna, fine. So what are we mad about again? That's my immediate reaction is, what are we mad about again? Mm-hmm. When other people have done stuff like that, it's been okay. If this was a photo shoot, it would have been fine. Like, we live in a society where King Magazine exists.
Mm-hmm.
And those are quote-unquote models. They're showing everything but the labia. Rihanna does the opposite. We ain't seen no lips. You know what I'm saying? But she was covered. I don't know. High fashion is very weird anyway. You're bound to see nipples in high fashion, advertising, on stage. I don't think any of that shit is different. So I feel like it's a whole bunch of shit about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted to play the race card, which I could, anytime you see black body parts, it's a problem. We've been looking at white titties forever.
Mm-hmm.
Madonna titties was out every other day. And now she's an icon. So maybe mm-hmm. later on in Rihanna's career, they consider her an icon.
I mean, they still out now, but the milk's gone bad.
now, I will say that to be completely fair, when Madonna was doing it, they used to drag the shit out of Madonna, too. Yeah. However, in retrospect, Madonna is this...
pioneer.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, she's a pioneer in all of this shit. Rihanna is... classless, and she's, here's the thing, this time we said we wouldn't go this way. This time the outrage is coming from our folks. White mm-hmm. people ain't mad. We mad. White people gave her the award. We mad because Rihanna out there. I think that we're still mad because Rihanna got her ass beat by Chris Brown, and we're not gonna let her live that down. We're not. That's the only thing I got, man. I don't understand. We're blaming the victim here. And Rihanna's still fine. So
she is fine.
She is
fine. I mean, I still enjoy that pull it up video.
Is it, or do we have it, like, what's the best way to say this? We got to the point to where we started programming women, meaning the way they think about shit. If they make any choices to do shit, they're hoes and thots and bitches and sluts and skanks, yada, yada, yada. All this stuff down the line, if you're doing anything outside of going home with your legs closed so tight you can barely walk.
Mm-hmm.
Anything outside of that, you're being some kind of loose chick, you know what I'm saying, a woman of the night, you're doing everything wrong. Have we done that enough to where they believe the bullshit now too?
You talking about women?
Yeah.
I think you gotta unpack a lot of shit that's in this. You asked me what I thought, and I wanted to go off of what you said first. First off, like you said, she fine. Hi Rihanna. You know, I probably wouldn't holler at Rihanna because she annoys the shit out of me. But you know, she is fine. You can't hate on that. Secondly, one thing I think people need to realize: this is a fashion show. She ain't showing nobody school like this.
Right.
She wasn't at church. You know, she wasn't even in the club like that. This was a fashion show.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen white women in Paris and Italy and on runways and in New York wear much less.
Did we just see Hillary Duff? It's still like one of the top posts in our forums. Her snatch was out.
So
casually.
Exactly. Secondly, I'm uncomfortable with all these dudes, you know, labeling her as a thought and a hoe, and I don't want my daughter. And I think it's fake deep Twitter and fake deep social media talking about I want black queens and all that bullshit.
We on that again?
and real women in the 70s didn't dress like that. And real women were getting raped and beat about. We didn't even know about it. Now we're putting a face to it. You couldn't go out by themselves without a man. You know, I just think it's a lot. My main problem is we're still trying to police women's bodies and tell them what's good and what's not with it. And I think that's just bullshit.
It is. I don't think, I'm trying to remember if I did. I mean, I'm an old man, so I could be completely wrong here. I don't know that I ever identified women the same way that society does as far as that shit goes. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're making the choice to be with whoever you want to go with, just like dudes do, if you're mm-hmm. taking the proper precautions, either you're both hoes or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, like, I know grown women right now that are single that have slept with multiple people that they decided to sleep with that they knew on a certain level. Like, they're making conscious decisions to be with who they want to be with instead of frivolously fucking people.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived with dudes that frivolously fuck women. One of my old roommates was, I talked about this before, he had like over 200 or 300 women in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
He was on some Will Chamberlain bullshit. And he probably still is. I don't even talk to that nigga no more. But every time I see a picture, he's with a different broad. That nigga's a hoe to me too. It's the same deal. So I don't know that I've ever identified the same way. I'm not saying it to say that I'm better mm-hmm. or different than anybody else. I just think that there's no logic behind that bullshit of you have to sleep with nobody, we get to sleep with everybody, and when we get tired, we come to you. And you're worse for the wear.
I think we make bad connections and comparisons with a lot of shit. Like you said, it's a difference between, to me, it's a difference between a person, whether it be female or male or man or woman, that, like you said, just go out and just fucks anything, and a person who might have a high number of partners, but they're always responsible. They do it discreetly. They ain't blasting all over Twitter or Facebook or some shit like that. That to me is two different things. But a lot of people say, oh, she got a high body count. She a hoe.
And not only that, let's go ahead and since we're reaching for stuff on this topic, because everybody's calling Rihanna a hoe and has no class and all this other shit. Well, we ain't seen no videos of her. Anyway, let's go ahead and keep reaching. If it's okay for you to classify Rihanna like this because of what you saw on this picture, you know, fuck the context of it being a fashion award show, then is it fair for you to get profiled for wearing a hoodie? If she's a hoe because she got on the hoe uniform, that's the way the joke goes.
Mm-hmm.
Then is it okay for me to be classified as a thug for wearing a hoodie or having tattoos or having locks or driving a Cadillac? Is it fair? Because if it's not, then what the fuck are we talking about? And we don't do that enough. You know what I'm saying? We don't stop and think about that shit for a second. Am I off?
Man, you just preached a sermon right there, and you didn't get in trouble for it.
Oh, these hoes ain't loyal.
Oh, well, fuck it.
I got to put that in there. That's what the other preacher did.
We about to get the humanitarian award of the year. I mean, you're completely right. I think, you know, we talk about the double standard. We've all used that term, double standard. But I think now that... Ooh, sorry. I think now we're finally at a point where we had to unpack all this stuff, because for the longer we could, you know, brush it to the side. But in the information age, we had too much information. We're finding out that, you know, one in every three girls have been sexually abused in their lifetime. Like, we wasn't thinking about that 10, 20 years ago. Mm. We wasn't thinking about the fact that women on average, you know, over half of women get, you know, verbally harassed on the street every single day. Mm. So we didn't have to think about that shit. But I think now with you know, social media and information and technology and people able to tell their story, there's some real uncomfortable shit that we need to talk about, and we can't just keep on acting like it's cool, because it ain't the same day no more. People are tired of it.
I'll keep going with where I was going with it too. If let's go ahead and say that no, you know, saw right you reaching. The reason people were calling Rihanna a hoe, this is just another thing to add to the bag. They're calling her a hoe because she slept with Chris Brown, and she was sleeping with Drake, and she was sleeping with this person. She slept with that person. Allegedly. All this stuff allegedly. That's why we're calling her a hoe. All right. Did we say the same thing about Derek Jeter?
Yeah.
I don't remember anybody taking, like, did we say the same thing about Tony Romo? Tiger Woods. You know, instead, what did Tiger Woods got slandered for not being able to control himself, but he didn't get called a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
He got called an adulterer for cheating and a cheater and a lowlife for cheating, but not for having sex with multiple people. Rihanna is having apparently adult relationships with these other people, and she's immediately a hoe and she has no class and all this shit. And a lot of this stuff is coming from women. So it's like,
well, and I think you see what's happening with women is the same thing that happens to with black people as a whole. We talk about respectability politics, thinking, mm-hmm. oh, if we just stop doing this, maybe they will respect us. Nigga, they didn't respect you back then. Like, I hate seeing that picture of Martin Luther King and all them walking and shit.
Oh.
And then you saw the picture on the bottom with the niggas, like, sagging pants and shit, talking about maybe it was like this, they respect us. Nigga, that was the whole point. They were marching because they got no goddamn respect. If hoodies and sagging pants was the fashionable thing to do back in the 50s, Martin Luther King would be in some sagging pants and a hoodie too.
Hey, if I remember right, Emmett Till had on a suit when he got dragged behind that truck.
Exactly, and they had on suspenders.
So, I'm just saying it, and this kind of ties back to something we wanted to talk about a long time ago. We're not going to get into it because it's about time to wrap up the show. But when Stephen A. Smith was making the comparison that niggas, if you want to get, well, Stephen A. Smith ain't going to say niggas. If black people want to be respected in jobs, you can't come in with tattoos around your neck, which I agree with. I think that's just a dumb move anyway. Most times, unless it's your field. If you're an artist, go for it. But if you're in a regular 9-to-5 area and you got tattoos on your neck, good luck. That's for anybody, black or white. But he's making it black folks, so let's stick to black folks. You can't come with tattoos everywhere and with your pants hanging out, your pants sagging, and all this other stuff. I have to come in here dressed the part. I look nice. I got on this suit. But when I'm out there, I got on my hoodie. And stop it. You should be comfortable enough with your degree and your vernacular and your command of the English language that when you go into a meeting in the appropriate setting, if you don't have on a $10,000 suit, you should be fine. And I'm saying that to say that you're not going to walk into an interview with a high paying job or something like that with some goddamn Timberlands on and some jeans. Not because you black, just because that's not the right attire for the fucking job. But now, if you're going to work at a construction site and you get an interview, you might have on fucking Timberlands and jeans. Your knowledge is what's going to put you on, is what I'm saying.
It might not be your knowledge, because there's a report out right now that's saying black college graduates are 2 times more likely to be unemployed than white college graduates.
Well, I can attest to that.
Me too.
Got my degree. I was unemployed for 3 years.
Exactly. And, you know, Saul Wright has done an eloquent job. He's really carrying the show tonight. I'm too tired to be eloquent. So I'm going to drop a pipe bomb right now. We talk about racism. Racism ain't going to be right till white folks get right.
Shit. How did we get here?
And we talk about violence against women. That shit ain't going to go nowhere till men get right.
Shit. Can we define racism real quick? I mean, everybody's, that's the big story now. Everybody's racist, according to Cuban. Mm. Everybody's racist.
I feel like we define racism like 6 times on this show.
Keep doing it. Keep defining it till these motherfuckers understand.
Oh, man. That's what I was like, man, I think I'm going to probably quote the same statistic of we did, like, episode 55, 89, and 37.
Mark Cuban says everybody's racist. I'm just articulating mine.
The problem with Mark Cuban is the fact that your racism doesn't impact my racism, impact society the way your racism could impact society, Mark Cuban, and that's the difference. Racism is about institutional power, and the ability to put one race in a superior position than any other race, and that race is white people. The system is designed for white people to win in this country, systemically. Does that mean every white person hates black people? No. You don't have to hate black people to profit or capitalize on a racist society.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've heard some black people say some racist stuff. So, no, what you heard them say was prejudice stuff.
Exactly.
In conversation, me and you were just talking, and we're just talking about this. It's kind of semantics because you're like, hey, I don't really give a fuck. At the end of the day, the part of the racism is the ism, which means there's a system, motherfucker. You can't just be a lazyism. There's no system for that shit. You can't be a boredism. There's no construct for that shit. But if you are prejudiced and you have racist thoughts, you're subscribing to some shit that can make people subject to what the fuck you're thinking. Racism, nigga. This shit is so simple. And people say it and they don't get it. I can feel any kind of way I want to about any other race. You can feel any kind of way that you want to about any other race. But at the point when the way you're feeling determines where people can live, what jobs they can get, what loans they can get, if they get locked up, profiled, that shit, that is the schism. That's the ism. That's the problem.
And that's the scary thing, because those isms are the things that are getting pushed down to the bottom because of our supposed post-racial society. So now the only thing we equate racism with is, oh my God, Justin Bieber said nigga 5 years ago. Let's get an online petition and have 30 think pieces written on 30 websites and we'll address it that way. And we'll shame him into not saying it again.
First of all, I'm tired of defending the right of people to say nigga. Say it, you get knocked out, good luck. There's no more conversation for me. I don't know why you would fight so hard to say something that people are telling you they don't want you to say. I feel the same way about the whole issue with the Redskins. You've heard enough people say that they don't want to hear this shit anymore. You've gone back and you tried to defend it to say this is a name of honor. Well, we've gone back. We've just seen the papers talk about how it wasn't a name of honor. It was a name to identify Indian people, the Native Americans. That's why they did it. It's like, oh, well, we can't be the Braves because the Braves have baseball. Let's call them. I still want to keep that mascot. What can we call them? Let's call them the Redskins. I'm not making that up. Look it up. It's the same shit. That's what happened. You're the Redskins because the Redskin identifies you. White people say that. I didn't say it. This is an article. So we have the same stuff. You're subjecting people to deal with your shit. And I'm just tired. I'm tired. Don't fight for some shit that you don't have to fight for. You can't say nigga. End of story. Might get knocked the fuck out and deal with it. You have freedom of speech. Freedom of speech don't mean that you can just say whatever the fuck you want to. It means you won't be locked up by the government. Fine. Say nigga, get knocked the fuck out. It's your freedom to speak. My freedom to feel attacked to lay you the fuck out. I'm over it, though. I'm really over it. And I'm really over the fact that the way that Sterling did all this shit in the beginning, people felt like, I think Bomani said it perfectly, just because somebody tells you that they're an asshole doesn't mean that they get credit for admitting they're an asshole.
Exactly.
If you do bad shit and you just admit it, you don't get a pass for that, nigga. That shit's still bad. Mm-hmm. If you want to know any more about that, we talked about this on another episode, check out Bomani's rant about Donald Sterling. And he broke that shit down. It was a good 10-minute rant. He broke down the history of Sterling's lawsuits, the housing issues that they had, those lawsuits. He gives you a lot more background that I didn't know about. I'd be one of the people he's talking about. You people didn't care. I guess I would be in that category, because not that I didn't care. I didn't know about all that backstory about Donald Sterling. But we're not going to go way too off in deep on it, man. We gave y'all some stuff to talk about. We got some stuff that we didn't get to on this show. But we've been talking to y'all for about an hour. I think it's about time to let the people go, man.
We didn't bully them enough.
I mean, that's enough, man. We ain't got Germ here this week, so we did the best we could, man. We missing our soldier, man. Germ out there in the waters. Hey, man, keep your head up, man. What else do they do in boats? I was going to say don't drop the soap, but that's jail. man overboard, don't go overboard.
Don't try to recreate Titanic. Don't try to sit on the post and shit. I don't know how good Jarn's balance is, so don't try that shit.
Hey, he said he can't swim, so definitely don't go swimming. I mean, you said you panic. What did he say? He panicked in how deep water?
He said 6 feet.
6 feet. So I think the ocean is a little deeper than 6 feet.
Just a tad bit.
Am I? Are we the only two niggas scared? Like me and Jerm, are we the only two niggas scared of the ocean?
Can you swim?
Yeah, I can swim. I used to swim so much. I don't want to swim no more.
I was always that kid that couldn't swim but wanted to go to the pool until I almost drowned. And I've been like, you know what? I'm good with the pool.
Nah, but so the idea of being in the ocean scares you too for the reason of being able to swim or not.
Exactly.
The idea of the ocean scares me because I know that there's shit down there that we've never seen. And I know that it's dark as shit out there. So those people that got stranded like on those cruise ships in the middle of the dark, oh, no, nigga. That is the worst shit. That terrifies the fuck out of me. So, Jerm, you a soldier for doing this one, because I'm not.
And plus, I think to me the scariest thing, not only the fact that I can't swim, but we got to go in the water, is the fact that we so far away from shit. Like, ain't like oh, you. So it's a problem. We'll be down there in 5 minutes. Nah, nigga, it's gonna be at least some hours, and that's at the least.
And then you could be so far away. You get to certain parts of the ocean, you don't see land. That's scary enough. But when you can see land, there's a chance that you're still so many hundred miles away. All of that shit, pineapples. I'm not comfortable even talking about it right now. I want to turn on a nightlight in this room. There's no street lights in the ocean, bruh.
Safe return for the royal family.
Say what?
I said safe return for the royal family.
Hey, yeah, completely. Props to Be Easy, you know what I'm saying, for rocking out on the site. We appreciate Easy and the crew and everything. We were going to do winners and losers. I don't really have a winner or loser this week. You got one?
Black women, they my winners, because y'all motherfuckers go way too hard trying to be funny and slandering black women on social media. Like, real talk.
It's not like they're the losers there, right?
No, black women are my winners, just for the fact that somebody need to say that shit. I'm not here. You know, it's funny. I remember before, when I used to hear women talk about, oh man, all y'all niggas just talk about, you know, roast us. And I'm like, you know, I didn't say that. I wouldn't be like, oh, trying to shut them down or anything like that. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, is it really that serious? But now I feel like everything is bitches be like, I don't fuck hoes unless these bitches ain't cute unless they super like, you know, all that bullshit, man. That's just fucking disgusting, dog.
Even Mother's Day ain't sacred no more.
Nah.
They got niggas posting pictures on Instagram with one chick on Mother's Day and then a different chick on the same day. We got to do better, man. So, yeah, I'm with you. Black women are the winners. You got any losers?
Nah. Ain't thinking of.
No losers this week, man. Give your shout-outs, man. Let's let these people go.
Man, shout-outs to Q. Shout-out to the mob. Shout-out to Jerm. Man, hope him and Queen Jerm are having a good honeymoon. Shout out to Easy Man, the boss, and shout out everybody rock with us, man.
It's about the same, man. I ain't got no shout outs this week. It's been a long day. I just worked 11 and a half hours. I'm tired. This is Frocast episode 115. I'm your man Saul Wright, aka Reisenberg, sitting in with GQ Blue, aka
Ferragamo Guevara,
aka
the Pinky Ring Purveyor of Peace.
We will holler at y'all on episode 116 whenever the hell we get that done. This is the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.